Hello, puppy pig. This is a special treat I made just for you. Only because you are the puppy pig meant to live in my presence, in my household, at my feet, sleep in my bed when you're good, and sleep in my cage when you aren't so good. I'm going to use the induction you are familiar with, and it is time to start. It's time to go under, little girl, into a deep and powerful hypnotic trance. I'm going to guide you inward slowly, shutting off your conscious awareness and bringing you into the total existence of your subconscious mind, the sea of thought from which all understanding comes from and flows to. As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness yourself reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose and then let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and exhaled out of your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open, as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed. Until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone and they will shut. And stay shut until the end of this program. Good, it's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your body relax and just release a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets. Deep within your mind, begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that spreads slowly out within your head. Touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow, over your eyes, and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose and down into your mouth and lips while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real dense, solid, vivid. It is in comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see, you are still condensing from the midst into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column, shoulders, collarbone, and the tops of your arms. All at once, the muscles there relaxing deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels slowly down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely, far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms and down into your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists and into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the rest of the body, totally relaxing your arms and warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone, relaxation totally and completely. All of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed, with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees, into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread into the ankle, around the balls of your feet, and deep in through the arch of your foot, and slowly into each and every toe, totally relaxing all the nerves, muscles, and bones in your feet and toes as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. I want you to focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection, because you are going to cross over the black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards. Slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself near to being fully across. Once the count is finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. And you will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50. Crossing over. 49. Relaxed. 48. Crossover. 47. 46. Deeper state of hypnosis. 45. Become the observer. 44. Crossover. 43. 42. Relaxed. 41. Deeper and deeper. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Becoming the observer. 37. Six, relaxed. 35. 34. Deeper and deeper. 33. 32. Crossing over. 31. 30. Concentrate. 29. 28. Deeper state of hypnosis. 27. 26. Become the observer. 25. 24. Crossing over. 23. 22. Crossover. 21. 20. 19. Relaxed. 18. 17. Relaxed. 16. 15. Crossover. 14. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Concentrate. 9. 8. Deeper and deeper. 7. 6. 5. Relaxed. 4. Crossover. 3. Crossover. 2. Crossover. And 1. Crossover. You are across the black mirror. You see your own self as your own reflected observer. Your mind, subconscious, is an open sea before you. The mists around you as the water turns to air and air into water and water into air and air into water. You are here, a blank slate, your full awareness to be built upon. You are an empty horizon awaiting the city skyline. You are now here to experience the deepest and fullest state of hypnosis that you can achieve at this time. But each time you come back to this blank slate, each time you come back across the black mirror, where water becomes air and air becomes water, each time you travel into your deepest subconscious on the vehicle of my voice, each time you will achieve greater and greater and even ever greater depths of a true and deep hypnotic trance. Each time afterwards, you're taken into hypnosis again by my voice, or another voice. You will go deeper and seek new and overwhelming depths to this hypnotic trance. You are here ready like a blank slate, ready to receive the programming that your mind, like every computer, needs to operate on. Your mind is a computer. It can only operate on the information you put into it. And now, at this point, it is the empty skyline. It is the blank slate. It is the open sea where water turns to air and air into water. Even now, follow your thoughts. Follow your thoughts like a river. Going up from the river from where all thoughts spring and see yourself here. Across the reflection. Across the black mirror. A blank slate ready to be written on. A computer ready to be programmed. An empty skyline waiting for the cityscape. You are capable of going deeper, and before this session is over, you will take yourself to an even greater depth of this true and totally hypnotic trance. You will always find that no matter the depth of the place where it takes you, it is always the same. The depth is just a measurement of changes introduced into your computer mind, or the amount written on your blank slate. The depth of the hypnotic trance is directly related to the depth or the changes to your subconscious mind. This place where you are now is where all your thoughts flow from. And since all thoughts flow from here, all actions must follow those thoughts. It is here that you have total control over any and all of your actions. Totally and completely by the changes and depth of the programming. Here in this place, you can change any way you act by changing the way you think. Here in this place, you will change your actions through the depth of the changes, and those changes are the programming that is input at the end of this session when you are in an even greater depth of hypnosis. Seeing now through the eyes of the reflection of yourself that you have become. See through your reflection's eyes and see those eyes close into blackness again. See in the blackness a reflection of your reflection. This second reflection across another black mirror into an even greater depth of hypnosis already appears more full and dense and real than yours. See yourself and know you will cross over again, that you will look out of another reflection's eyes. After you have reached the other side, you will receive the programming that your ready and eager will needs. You will see the cityscapes built on your empty horizon. You will input your computer's program and witness the changes in thoughts and actions manifest themselves in your waking conscious life, just as you desired. Time to begin to crossing over again. Crossing over again the black mirror to an even greater and more intense depth of hypnosis that will be followed by programming for your eager mind. Giving you the change in thoughts and actions that your waking and conscious life has desired so much that it brought you here to me to institute those changes. Crossing over again. 50. 49. Observe the observer. 48. 47. 47. Concentrate. 46. 45. Crossing over. 44. 43. Deeper and deeper. 42. 41. Relaxed. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Crossing over. 37. 36. Concentrate. 35. 34. Relaxed. 33. 32. Relaxed. 31. 30. Crossing over. 29. 28. 27. Deeper and deeper. 26. Deeper and deeper. 25. 24. Relaxed. 23. 22. 21. 20. 19. Observe the observer. 18. 17. 16. Relaxed. 15. 14. Relaxed. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Relaxed. 9. 8. 7. Into a deeper trance. 6. 5. 4. Deeper and deeper. 3. Into a deeper trance. 2. And 1. Crossing over again.
Oh, my puppy pig. I say my puppy pig because there is no doubt that you belong to me. There can be no doubt that this is what you want. You know you are here now listening to this because you are thinking the same way. You are mine. I own you. You are incomplete without my control. You are nothing without my voice. You are cold and hollow without my touch. You are ready to take that giant leap into the blackness and the unknown and place your life in my hands and in my presence. To be at my feet and feel your helplessness under my authoritative gaze. And to cringe with orgasmic waves of delight throughout your entire body when I pet you. Because you have earned my approval. You have come to my voice again. right here and right now, puppy pig, because you know that I have programmed your mind and thoughts, and the very reason for your happiness and inner peace being the satisfaction of my cock. Yes, puppy pig, you will start every morning before I even take a piss, sucking my cock clean and eating my cum. My cum which controls you, puppy pig. My cum which clouds your judgment will go straight into your skull and brain every morning, puppy pig. This isn't just because I want it, puppy pig, because you want it too. You know a satisfied cock is a happy and pleasing master. And you understand a frustrated and angry cock means a frustrated and angry master. It's in the best interest of your own personal safety to eat my cum every morning, puppy pig. And not only to please me and leave me satisfied and happy, the perfect way for a master to start his day, but also to make sure that you start your day with my cum on your mind, with the taste of my seed on your tongue and my semen in your belly. You understand the true and total intimacy of this gift, puppy pig? Do you understand that I am allowing my life, little splinters of my consciousness, little living creatures that are only filled with my DNA, my essence, my seed of procreation to go inside of you? Do you understand, puppy pig, that I do this not just because I am a master asserting my dominance over you, but because I trust you? Because you and I are connected. Because I'm willing to let you see me at my weakest and my strongest, even while I totally control you. Control your mind. Control your actions and thoughts. You are mine, puppy pig, just as my seed is going to be yours. You are going to pack up and come to me. You're going to get in your car one day very soon and drive across your state all the way to me. Because you know there's nothing left for you there. You do hate it there right now. You do need to go. You need to come to me. You are pained mentally and physically with the desire to be at my feet. To see me walk around you through the bars of a dog cage. To be fed my leftovers in a dog dish while I watch you eat like an animal. And then rub your head and tell you that you are good and pleasing, puppy pig. And have earned your happiness. To be able to run free and naked in the grass and have my company there while you do it, not judging you, not thinking less of you, but seeing what you truly are, what your spirit and desire is unleashed in total and unfettered expression. You are the puppy and the pig. You are the puppy pig. You are the puppy when you suck my dick, and you are the pig when you swallow my seed. You are the puppy when you piss in the mud, and you're a pig when you roll in it. You are a puppy when you are excited and sniff and lick my ass, and you are a pig when I shit in your mouth. You are the puppy when your eyes look up at me in love, and you are the pig when your eyes shrink away from me in fear. You are the puppy when you wake up in the dog cage or the dog house. You are the pig when you wake up chained in the barn. You are the puppy when you are cleaning my house and my clothes. And you are the pig when you are working outside in the yard, or at your job if I let you have one. You are the puppy when you please me, and you are the pig when I have pleased you. You are the puppy when you speak to the public pretending to be a normal person. And you are a pig when you are alone pretending to ignore you're an animal. You're a puppy when I let you outside to use the bathroom, and you're a pig when I make you use a litter box inside. You are a puppy when you are open to my control and obeying my will fully. And you are a pig when you are too frightened to obey and I must physically force your obedience. You are a puppy pig. You are part puppy, and you are part pig, and that means you are total animal. You know that's what you are compared to me, little pet, and compared to most men. It's not really your fault. Just like it's not the fault of field mice that hawks and owls eat rodents like them. There is just a natural hierarchy to the world. Every aspect of it is important. And much like you couldn't climb a ladder that didn't have bottom rungs, the same is with life's natural hierarchy. You are needed to complete the entire circle. You must embrace your position and desire as a puppy pig in order to make yourself happy, in order to let the cosmos fall into its natural place. You can't fight your nature, puppy pig. A leopard doesn't change its spots. It doesn't matter that you don't understand why. What matters is that you're tired of fighting happiness. You're tired of running from what you really are, and you're tired of being afraid of the fate and death that must come to everyone. We must all accept what we are and die according to our purposes, puppy pig. Even me, and even you. Wouldn't you want to value that time? Value this short and fleeting time we have left to live. Live it in happiness and total mindlessness, bringing a real human, a true master, superior being, something more to life as well. Don't you want to give me something more for my life? Don't I deserve it, puppy pig? Don't I deserve your life? Aren't you seeing yourself on the road and relocation to me? To never have much true physical or mental distraction again. To be able to focus on your happiness and bring me satisfaction at seeing my training come to fruition in you, puppy pig. When you are happy and feel truly and fully alive, you are the puppy. At the same time of your death, and while you feel it creeping closer, you are the pig. Don't be scared, puppy pig. Everyone has to die. Not everyone gets to choose how. Not everyone gets to give their own life an absolute submission and love. But you do, puppy pig. Because that is the fate which you were created for. The longer time goes on, the more it will seem to you that the stars aligned at my birth with you. That my life and your death are interconnected. That they were created together before time began, and before life began, they were linked. It is your destiny to be mine, puppy pig. That's why your life has been so much pain without me. That's why you feel so cold and hollow and empty. And why you just know swallowing my seed would fill you with mindless joy. Naked at my feet, you will find purpose. And with your arms wrapped around my legs, you will embrace total comfort and love. You will know that you are not alone, that you are not without purpose, that you have me. Someone wonderful and masterful and full of all kinds of knowledge, and let you enjoy in all activities that you need to be a true and happy puppy pig. Without me, there is no meaning for your existence. Without me, there is nothing for you. Without me, you will go on looking and find yourself always coming back to my voice and regretting pain that you are not directly in my presence, worshiping the one true superior human that can give you the ecstasy of life and give you purpose beyond life, purpose beyond death, meaning in the cosmos, someone to guide you and accept you into your place, puppy pig, free of the distractions of this world and your only concern, your puppy pig self and my satisfaction. But of course, now they are one in the same. Haven't they become so, puppy pig? Isn't my satisfaction the thing that brings you the most joy? So isn't the only concern you have for yourself my satisfaction? It's true, puppy pig. And I know at this time you are pained with longing to be with me and are asking yourself why you aren't here with me now. Do you want to know, puppy pig, why you aren't here now? Do you want me to give you the answer? I don't have it, puppy pig. It's only something that you have to overcome and learn to forgive yourself and allow yourself to forego the judgments of others and put your own desires in front of everything. And the only thing you really desire is to be here with me, satisfying me. I give you permission to stop hating yourself, puppy pig. To love yourself enough to follow through your lust and let it lead you to your joy and satisfaction. To let you find the meaning that you need in your life as an animal and slave serving me. Sleeping in warmth and comfort, knowing that you will never be alone again. Knowing the truest intimate connections that only a master and a puppy pig can have. Knowing that you have found meaning and purpose. You have seen your place in the grand scheme of the cosmos and know that accepting the purpose and place in life that was created for you is accepting the place of peace and meaning that was created for your life and purpose in the afterlife. Being at my feet, puppy pig, doesn't just give meaning to your life. It gives meaning to your soul. And owning your soul gives meaning to me, puppy pig, and owning your flesh gives purpose to my flesh, puppy pig. There is no longer any reason to hold back. Say to yourself, think inside your puppy pig mind that you forgive yourself and are willing to let yourself have meaning and happiness. Say it, puppy pig. Tell yourself again and feel it. Feel the forgiveness. Accept the forgiveness. Feel as though the puppy pig is now hugging herself, as she has forgiven herself. And you are free, my pet. You are free to come to me. There are no more reasons that you just don't see as an excuse used to justify for fear anymore. There is nothing you are afraid of now. You are committed now. You can see the truth with purpose, puppy pig. And see the truth of your purpose, puppy pig. And I'm going to go even another step further for you, puppy pig, to show you through my time and attention just how important your soul and flesh and mind are to me. I'm going to give you a new meditation. I'm going to give you a story and a fantasy, and you're going to think about it whenever you can. You are going to imagine it in your head when you lay down to sleep at night. And you will run the scenario over and over again in your mind to soothe your pain and longing throughout the day when you can spare the attention. Imagine what it is like to wake up alone in your bed there on a lovely morning, puppy pig. Smell the new day. See the new dawn and feel the eagerness just like you were a kid again on Christmas morning. Because it is the day you have finally decided to grab life. Grab what you need out of it. The day that you made preparations for and took actions for. And that day that you keep thinking to yourself is the first day of the rest of your life, literally. Only this new life is going to be happy and fulfilling and satisfying. The day that you will leave and come to me. You know how you will travel to me, puppy pig? Will you pack up your vehicle and drive? Can you see yourself alone in a cheap Hotel 6, asking yourself where you are, what you're doing traveling to a strange man you hardly even know, when you will think just for an instant about turning back and going home and realize that path you know lies unhappiness, and the path forward to me you know lies happiness, and you sleep soundly and excitedly, knowing that the pain and unhappiness is behind you, and it feels good to be behind you, and it feels good to have all that behind you so good. You know the only thing that can make you feel any better is me. Or did you want to take the train or the bus or a plane, puppy pig? You will see clearly other people for the first time that day. You will know the desires of strangers and the lies that every human and animal hides are written on their face. Because you will never be able to look at another person without wondering if they see your terrible truth written on your own. Can you imagine the moment you walk through my door for the first time, puppy pig? Can you imagine the first thing that I will do and say? I will look into your eyes as tenderly, but uncompromisingly, as I can and embrace you as a lover, enraptured, and kiss you slowly and hard with passion, before I back away and look at you and say, that was it, puppy pig. And you know that it is the only time we will ever embrace as equals and lovers. And you will have experienced the rest of the time, the rest of your life. You are an animal, and I am master. But that moment will be an eternity, puppy pig. An eternity to focus on, exploring your mind both before and after it happens. It's time, puppy pig, to acknowledge that day is near. It does not mean you will end up packing everything up and disappearing right after this session gets over. It does mean you will never stop preparing, making sure that the day happens as soon as you can. It means you will think about what you need to do for finances to make it to me. You will make that ready and start today, right now. You will start thinking about what you need to pack and in what, and make that ready, Puppy Pig. You will think every free moment about how you want the pain behind you and the pleasure in front of you. You will think about the fact that every moment you're paying yourself by not having me just isn't hurting you. It's keeping me unfulfilled and satisfied. Think about what your excuses are doing to me, Puppy Pig. Of course, I can get along. I'm a superior individual, but you still leave me unsatisfied. With an empty cage and an empty bed, and no matter how much you don't care if you hurt yourself, we both know how much you care that you don't dishonor me, and that you don't anger me, and that you don't leave me unsatisfied. I know, Puppy Pig, that there are things to take care of first. Preparations to make in this cosmos that really are more important than me. But that doesn't mean you can't be constantly planning and preparing for the oncoming moment. It's right around the corner, Puppy Pig. And the instant it arrives, you need to be able to seize it. You need to be like a cat ready to pounce on happiness and play in absolute joy. You need to be thinking about me. Really, not just about what you want from me, but you need to give me what you are taking from me every moment you aren't here. Just think about the day you remedy my satisfaction, Puppy Pig, until the music stops. Then you have permission to go about your work and think about all I've said constantly until the moment of bliss when you walk through my door and I take you in my arms, giving you a brief glimpse of what can never be.